All right, let's dive in. Today, we're exploring the significance and practices of Ash Wednesday. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy, your guide to mastering the essentials of Ash Wednesday. Let's leap into Lent, learning loads about this liturgical landmark. First things first, fact number one, Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent, a 40-day period before Easter. Lent is a time for reflection, penitence, and preparation for Easter, encouraging Christians to engage in fasting and prayer. Here's a test question for you. What period does Ash Wednesday mark the beginning of? Correct answer, Lent. Remember this, begin Lent's journey, let reflection be the tourney. Next up, fact number two. Ashes used in the ceremony come from burning the previous year's Palm Sunday palms. This practice ties the joy of Palm Sunday to the penitence of Lent, emphasizing continuity in the liturgical calendar. Here's your question. From what event are the ashes used on Ash Wednesday derived? Correct answer, Palm Sunday. Memory aid, Palm Sunday to Ash, a cycle in a flash. Moving on to fact number three. The imposition of ashes is a symbol of repentance and mortality. This ritual serves as a reminder of human mortality and the need for grace, highlighting the themes of humility and repentance. Test question time. What do the ashes symbolize when imposed on Ash Wednesday? Correct answer, repentance and mortality. And to help you remember, ashes remind of repentance and the time. All right, let's continue with fact number four. Ash Wednesday is observed by many Western Christian denominations. Denominations like Catholics, Lutherans, and Anglicans use the day to emphasize repentance and renewal. Question: which type of Christian denominations commonly observe Ash Wednesday? Correct answer: Western Christian denominations. Memory aid: Western ways, Ash Wednesday stays. On to the next one. Fact number five. The phrases, repent and believe in the gospel, or remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return, are used during the ceremony. These phrases remind participants of their spiritual journey and the realities of life and death. Here's a question. What phrases are commonly used during the Ash Wednesday ceremony? Correct answer, repent and believe in the gospel, and remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. Memory aid, repent and remember, in faith we embers. Let's jump ahead to fact number six. The Eastern Orthodox Church does not generally observe Ash Wednesday. Instead, they begin Lent with Clean Monday, focusing on spiritual cleansing through fasting and prayer. Question time. Which major Christian tradition does not typically observe Ash Wednesday? Correct answer, Eastern Orthodox Church. Memory aid, Eastern Path, no ash bath. Let's move to the next topic, fact number seven. Ash Wednesday always occurs 46 days before Easter. This timing is calculated as the Sunday following the first full moon after the March equinox, ensuring a meaningful Lenten season. Final test question. How many days before Easter does Ash Wednesday occur? Correct answer, 46 days. Memory aid, 46 before Easter's fix. Now let's move forward with a quick recap. Fact 1. Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent. Fact 2. Ashes are derived from Palm Sunday. Fact 3. Ashes symbolize repentance and mortality. Fact 4. Western Christian denominations observe Ash Wednesday. Fact 5. Common phrases are repent and believe in the gospel and remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. Fact 6. Eastern Orthodox Church does not observe Ash Wednesday. Fact 7. Ash Wednesday occurs 46 days before Easter. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today. Great work. Let's pick it up next time.